Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gedman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen bunts towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Gedman moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gedman tags and scores. Owen tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Barrett moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Franco reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gettman for a passed ball. Tabler moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Jacoby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-0 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Rice moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Barrett bunts towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice is hit by the pitch. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to third. Rice moves to second. Scott Bales now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Rice scores. Evans moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Frank Wills now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Andre Thornton. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Corey Snyder now playing right field. Brett Butler now playing center field. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen bunts towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. Gedman moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gedman moves to third. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills juggles the ball. That's an error on Wills. Gedman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allinson. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.